Yes, Mike. Look, the thing is that we went over to the paddock, found a great heap of canola plants dispersed unevenly out through the paddock. It's a 600-acre paddock, so there'd be about 80 large plants of canola in through the vetch that's been sown down in it. So I decided that the best thing to do would just be check on all those. So we got the test strips and we checked a lot of them. Six of them immediately came up that were showing to be genetically modified. So we went round and rogued the whole lot, picked the whole lot out. And then we just put it in one big pile and just selected randomly, and everything came up GM positive. So I sort of feel as though it's necessary to alert farmers out there. We don't know where it's come from. It obviously has not come just blown in, because it's very spasmodic. It is nearly like it has been in our fertiliser as a possibility, being sown in with fertiliser. Now, the reason it has me, rather concerned about it, is I was on the GM task force of the New South Wales farmers, particularly regarding all of this, wanting a chain of responsibility, whether it's through the truck drivers, trucking companies, making sure that their trucks are completely swept out before arriving to pick up any fertiliser at any of the places. Now, another thing is, I've been told that there's no sweep-out areas all the way between Melbourne to Geelong for trucks. They all stop on the sideways and or the parking bays and sweep out there. So it will be very noticeable that there are seeds from trucks all the way around. This will probably be where GM is being swept out in some parts. If not, others are just getting the fertiliser put in and not sweeping it out at all and going to farmers. So my main warning to all farmers out there is please be very vigilant on the canola that's growing up in a wheat paddock or any of your paddocks that you haven't had canola in for a while.
Particularly if you do want to stay GM free.
Well, particularly if you're wanting to stay GM free, I feel as though we need to organise test kits, all GM test kits to be sent to local land service departments or the Department of Primary Industry offices for anybody who's showing concern to go and get that checked, because you know yourself, if there's any big plants and they get the opportunity to seed down, there'll be 300 to 500 seeds per plant, and you've got that seeding in your paddocks, and it will be GM for whenever the time comes that it needs to start growing at any stage, any year, because it lays in the ground for a length of time up to 14 years, it's shown in research, so it doesn't all get itself germinated immediately.
And of course, GM, there's a price premium for the non-GM canola in markets like Japan. So if it does become contaminated, that could put those markets at risk.
Definitely. And the last thing we need to see, which I believe has happened, is that there's been some farmers have delivered, I've been informed, GM canola to non-GM sites, which is going to risk the sale of any piles of the non-GM canola to countries. And those farmers that are attempting to do that will be found out and will have to be checked completely from here on, because if a boat has to sit in a port with demurrage fees for a length of time because a country won't accept a non-GM boatload because of contamination, Australia needs to be very alert of those sort of things. So farmers need to be a little bit more conscious about where their deliveries are. And I said, I think we really do need, once again, a supply chain of responsibility. It's just not happening, and there's no governing of any of this sort of thing that's going on.
Now, you'd like to see the test kits made available at local land services or DPI. And
definitely.
At the moment, farmers have to pay themselves for them.
Well, at the present moment, I pay $650.
Do you think maybe they should be more easily available?
Much more easily available. If this sort of thing is what's happening and what's going on, farmers have got to have that opportunity to make sure that they are not being, well, I'm not saying purposely contaminated, but I have my fears that they are not being contaminated and aren't at all aware of it, just think there's a little bit of canola may have got into their field from a truck, but just please be aware that there's a good chance of it being GM. If we have suddenly, we do not grow canola full stop.
On your place, on your farm?
On our place at all. Nowhere on our properties do we grow canola. So this is what made me alert to it at the time as to why it's even in a paddock that's never had canola in it.